It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello there. Welcome to our request hour. I hope you had a nice weekend. It's great to be back and great to be with you. I can't think of anywhere else that I would rather be than right here, right now with you to play requests for the next hour. If you'd like to join us, the phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. I know you've been waiting all weekend to call. So now's your chance, 202-619-2077. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Go to twitter.com and send us a tweet. Our tweet address is BCVOA. And you can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We'll start off a request from Abdul Qadir Diwale, who's listening to Border Crossings. And he said, play any song you want. Well, this is the song I picked because I like it, and it's a lot of fun because I've got bills to pay and mouths to feed. And here is Lunch Money Lewis on Border Crossings. Crossings, Lunch Money Lewis. He's got bills and mouths to feed, and don't we all? And that is a request from our good friend Abdul Qadir Diwale, who's listening to Border Crossings and feeling good. And April's here, and today is Grilled Cheese Day, International Grilled Cheese Day. Just in case you were wondering, what will I have for lunch today? Celebrate International Grilled Cheese Day with a grilled cheese sandwich. What a busy weekend it was. Oh, my goodness. There was so much going on in entertainment. Today, we're loaded with entertainment news. First of all, over the weekend, one big thing that happened was the MTV Movie Award Show that took place Sunday night. And the young lady who won the biggest awards of the night, a young lady that I met a week ago. By accident, she was here in Washington, D.C., a couple blocks away, filming a new movie called Snowden, and it's based on a big news story. You may have heard Edward Snowden and all that going on. But Shailene Woodley, who is in Insurgent, Divergent, well, the film she made called The Fault in Our Stars won the Best Movie Award at the MTV Movie Awards show. Now, it's not going to get an Oscar, but this is as good as it gets for the kind of movies that are appealing for the young audience. Not for the everybody audience, but for the young audience. And so I'm young at heart. I saw Fault in Our Stars, loved it. And she also got Best Female Actress Award for The Fault in Our Stars. And along with Shailene, Best Male Performer was Bradley Cooper, American Sniper. Best Scared Performance was Jennifer Lopez, The Boy Next Door. Breakthrough performance was Dylan O'Brien for The Maze Runner. Best shirtless performance was Zac Efron for Neighbors. Best duo, Zac Efron, Dave Franco, Neighbors. And the best fight scene in a movie, Dylan O'Brien and Will Poulter in The Maze Runner. So there you go. Best kiss in a movie? Nah, it wasn't me with Shailene Woodley. It was Ansel Elgort with Shailene Woodley. And from The Fault in Our Stars. She is attractive. She is nice. She is friendly. I had a chance to chat with her just a little bit. Just really, really, really short because she was making a movie. You know, she didn't have time to stop and talk to me. I'm some strange man. But it was nice to meet her. Another big thing over the weekend, it was opening day in Baltimore for the Orioles. Opening weekend, I went with my daughter and watched the Baltimore Orioles play baseball yesterday. Nothing beats being in a professional baseball stadium. I don't know, just something about it. With the big, giant open grass and the smell of hot dogs cooking. It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed that. Something else big over the weekend, the Coachella Valley Music Festival, which is huge. So the festival season's underway now here in the U.S. This is the big event, and there were a lot of great performers with a lot of big news stories. David Guetta was supposed to perform at the show, and who else? I mean, Katy Perry, her van was late. It broke down on the way to the festival. On the highway, and so she tweeted out a photo and said, "I'm on my way to the Cantcella Festival because the van broke down." And she was picture, you know, her joking around, hitchhiking, thumbing for a ride on the side of the street, like Katy Perry needs a hitchhike ride. But anyway, a lot of great people. You know, Rihanna was there at the show. Everybody who was anybody in music was at the Coachella Valley Festival because that's Hollywood. That's where they all live. So they all went out to watch. All right, coming up next, we have a request from Isaias Michael in Ethiopia listening to Border Crossings and says, we listen on Shegar FM. Shegar FM 102.1 here in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Isaias Michael has asked me to play Marie Laveau. This is Bobby Bear.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses. Down in Louisiana where the black trees grow lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. She ever seen y'all messing around there? She go, I know the man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone. And so Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand and made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and
she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling, and her eyes started flashing, and she went, yeah! Another man done gone. Oh, if you ever get down where the black trees grow, and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be another man done gone.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Eyes made their peace in difficulties, with wounded lips and salted cheeks. And finally, we step to leave to the departure lounge of disbelief. And I don't know where I'm going, but I know it's gonna be a long time. And I'll be leaving in the morning, come the white, white and bitter sunlight. Wanna hear your
Crossings, that is the lovely Ellie Goulding and Beating Heart. And it's a request, a birthday dedication from Aditha Pratika to Sneha and Harshda Sasodia. who celebrate their birthday today. So happy birthday to both of those lovely doctors from India who tune in to Border Crossings. And Aditha says to say, Va'adivashaya Hardik Shubicha, which is a happy birthday in Marathi, the language spoken where they live. So I hope I said it somewhat correct, good enough anyway, so that you'd understand me. So there you go. Congratulations to both doctors who have ranked high on the All India Medical Entrance Exam list and been chosen by the top medical colleges in India to pursue pathology and microbiology. So there you go. From the book written by Aditha Pratika, everything you wanted to know about the Sisodia family but were afraid to ask. So thank you, and happy birthday. Ellie Goulding was on stage over the weekend. She performed at the NJR Music Tour, which is the UK's version of the iHeart Radio Music Festival. So it's kind of, you know, NJR is a famous music magazine there, so they sponsor this big, giant tour and concert. And it was also the National Radio Network of France, NJR. So there you go, and she performed there, so... lovely. Looking great, wearing very, very short shorts and showing off very, very long legs. And she says she keeps herself in shape by doing yoga and running marathons. And she's going to be here in D.C. at the end of April for a marathon put on by Nike. I'm Larry London, and also want to mention that, as I said, there was some big news over the weekend. Indeed, there was. If you're a fan of Justin Timberlake, you'll be very happy to hear that Justin is a daddy. His wife, Jessica Biel, actress Jessica Biel, gave birth to a little baby boy. So congratulations to the lucky couple, the lucky mom and dad. Way to go. And I'm looking forward to seeing pictures because both of those people are good-looking people. So I'm sure they made a good-looking baby. If you'd like to join Border Crossings, call 202-619-2077. Give us a shout, 202-619-2077. Go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA. An email goes to bordercrossings@voa.gov, and you can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, send a message to us there. Edwin L. Grande, Ed Kofi, Augustino, they have all checked in today, along with Jerry Babu and Elise Manirakiza. Let's see, who else? Abia Tariku, Soya Wokwo, Alphonse Chemungs is listening to our show, so thank you very much to Soyekwo, and he says Muena. I'm not sure what that means, but it's one word, Muena. So hopefully it's clean. Sophie Mann is listening. Donatus Chorbe checked in. Kinger Ronnie Kiplungat. Jean-Paul is tuned into the program. These are all new names, so we're happy to say hello to a bunch of new listeners. Amy Morenzi, Saidu Muhammad Ali, Davis is listening. Tompote Joel. Those folks checked in as well on Facebook as Zoxy, Felbell, all with us today on Border Crossings. So thank you so much for joining us. And also to Nayo and AJ, who are listening as well. And Mary checked in to say hello, and she made this request. This is for Mary. Mary Kyle Nalassa, who's listening to Border Crossings. This is one of my favorites as well. And this is Richard Marx with a song that he wrote for his then fiance, now wife, and mom of several children, several little boys. This is Richard Marx right here waiting on Border Crossings.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will. can't get near you now. Oh, can't you see it, baby? You've got me going crazy. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. Whatever it takes, or how my heart breaks, I will be right here waiting for you. I wonder how we can survive this romance.
Marks, and you are listening to Border Crossings.
We'll be right back.
Crossings, and that is Queen with Radio Gaga on Border Crossings, a request from Weiss Neza Jerome, who listens in Rwanda to the show, and said, pick a song that you want to hear. Well, I picked that song, and the reason I picked that song, I love that song, and I love Queen, but more importantly, on this very day, we are happy to say that Queen have put out the Queen Forever 4 LP box set. Goes on sale today, courtesy of Virgin. And for those who are collecting vinyl, for those who believe that LP is the way to go, then this is for you. Four albums, including photos and rare footage and rare stuff like that. Goodies, all kinds of goodies for a Queen fan. The 4 LP box set called Queen Forever, available today. And also want to say hello to Chuk Wuka, who's listening to Border Crossings, to check in. Desiree, Juana, Adams, Mogiri, Larice, everybody's checking in with our show on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I put on a new video this morning. It is Ariana Grande singing in concert her version of a song that Whitney Houston made famous called I Have Nothing. And Ariana does a great job with it and is joined on the piano by David Foster. So you can check that out if you want. It's right on my Facebook page. Hey, speaking of Queen, did you know that Freddie Mercury was not his real name? It was Farouk Bulsara. That was his birth name, Farouk Bulsara. He was born in Zanzibar, and he grew up in India. And then he moved to the UK. I'm Larry London. Glad you're with us. Border Crossings is the place to be for requests and dedications halfway through our Monday show. And coming up, Peter, your request. Peter checked in with us on Facebook. So, Peter, here is your request. He says, hi, Larry. I love your show. And your show makes everything really good, especially after my lectures all week long. And I listen to the songs along with everyone around the world. And I have a request I'd like to make from an artist that I've been missing since 2005, James Blunt. And I would love to hear it from my fiance Monica Amu Them. James Blunt, by the way, on tour this week. He's in Switzerland. He's promoting a brand new EP called Smoke Signals. Here is Peter Yore's request. This is a huge song from James Blunt. You're Beautiful on Border Crossings.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel of that, I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you. Yes, she called. As we walked on by, she could see from my face that I was flying high, and I don't think that I'll see her again, but we shared a moment that will last till the end. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Crossings, you're beautiful. Yes, you are. That is James Blunt, who was once in the Royal Air Force. And he wrote that song before he recorded it, a number of years prior to recording the song, which has become his biggest hit. I'm Larry London. Phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. Give us a call. Don't forget, coming up in May, the Now 54 CD giveaway. I mentioned that last week on the show. We have the Now 54 CD to give away. I'm excited to be able to give it away, which we'll do all throughout the month of May, including Fall Out Boy, Maroon 5, Pitbull, Walk the Moon, Ariana Grande, Nick Jonas, Flo Rida, Natalie LaRose, Calvin Harris, Robin Schulz, Tori Kelly, Kelly Clarkson, One Direction, and One Republic, and Sam Hunt. All of the artists that you request regularly. The CD also includes Blank Space from Taylor Swift. We have a request for Taylor Swift. It's not Blank Space. It's her latest from her 1989 album. In case you missed it last week on the show, I mentioned that Taylor had urged her mom to see a doctor and had been asking her to go get a checkup for a while, because mom kind of, you know, she really didn't go see a doctor all that much. So she said, do me a favor and see a doctor. That's my Christmas wish for you. It's just, given the present you could give me is to get a checkup. So mom went and got a checkup. They found cancer. So we are thinking and sending best wishes and prayers to Taylor Swift's mom, Andrea, as she faces this big, huge challenge in her life. Taylor or Swift's friend, Lady Gaga, tweeted and said, everybody pray for her. And so Taylor was asked about this over the weekend, and she said that she has no plans to postpone or reschedule her concert that is scheduled to begin in the middle of May in Japan. She's still going forward with that. She said, I've got fans around the world. I'm not going to disappoint them, and I need their love and support at this time. So here is a request from the Netherlands. Abdul the Painter wants me to play this song for all of his colleagues who are tuned into Border Crossings today. This is Style. It's Taylor Swift on Border Crossings.
London.
Ripped from the land and shipped away. is the inspiration we use to survive. You have to see it with your own pride. Don't play at it up and upright.
Still you don't know.
The land is so golden green. The place is so fresh and clean.
And every day I water my garden. Tell if you feel it deep in your heart.
The space is so cool and nice. Visit once, guaranteed to visit twice. And if you just believe in the Most High, I know you'll be alright. Mama Africa has so
much, yeah.
Pure blackness, oneness, so rare.
So much love to care.
And let them know they're missing out. Mama Africa, you.
So much love to share.
Sweet blackness, oneness, be there. Let them know they're missing out. Sing again. That's my favorite place when I need to get away. Must forget, but we can't forget to pray.
Our
light lands right on the runway. In my homeland, and I'm feeling so alive. Hear me chant, Africa, unite. Gone and accept the nice, alright.
Still you don't know.
Border Crossings, and it's Mama Africa. That is Akon, and I thank you for making that request to Adams Penny, who's listening to our show and wanted me to play that song for everybody in Kenya listening to the program today. And we're making our way through this Monday. I'm Larry London. I want to remind you that tomorrow on the show, we have Casey and the Sunshine Band coming on to shake their booty for you right here on Border Crossings. And, you know, I even mentioned to Casey when I spoke with him that he was the first guy to use the term booty, because I know Beyonce's used booty and bootylicious became a word in the dictionary. But nope, it was Casey who said shake your booty long before Beyonce did. And Casey will be on the show tomorrow, and he will talk about that particular hit, and he'll talk about a number of other songs. I asked him what's his favorite, because this guy has had so many big, huge hits. And we talk about an interesting part of his life as well, because when you're, you know, kind of getting started in music, things change in your life. The pressure changes. The expectations change. And we talked about that. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. It's a great interview. And he is a true music icon who's been around a long time and created a lot of great music, boogie music, dance music. A lot of people, everybody around the world has danced to one of his songs at some point in time or another. So Casey and the Sunshine Band tomorrow right here on Border Crossings. Make sure you tune in for that show. Coming up next, Yalem is in Ethiopia. Yalem requested a song from Spandau Ballet on Border Crossings. This band have had 8 top 10 albums, 3 greatest hits albums. They were together for a long time, broke up in 1990, and waited about 9 years to get together. And then they got together again. And this song is true, one of their biggest hits on Border Crossings.
So true, funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. I bought a ticket to the world, but now I've come back again.
back again. Why do I find it hard to write the next line? Oh, I want the truth to be said.
I know this much is true.
Rihanna, and you're listening to Larry London.
I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. I might do a little time. 'Cause all of my kindness is taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want.
Woke up an optimist. Sun was shining, I'm positive. Then I heard you was talking trash.
I'm fighting mystery.
Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would drive me. Ooh, that's all I want.
And I know could I be so selfish? But you called about 1,000 times, wondering where I've been. Now I know the job tonight, thinking how could I be so reckless? But I just can't apologize. I hope you can understand.
If I go to jail tonight, promise you'll pay my bail. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale.
See, all of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'.
Monday morning, I swear I wish somebody would tell me.
Crossings, the new one from Rihanna, Kanye West, and Sir Paul McCartney. 4 or 5 seconds for Quizera Jean-Claude, listening to Border Crossings. So thank you for that request. Here's some news about Rihanna and Kanye West. First of all, as far as Rihanna goes, she was at the Coachella Valley Festival over the weekend. She came wearing a Native American print shawl with Native American design on her pants that matched as well, looking very fashionable. She was there to see Drake perform. Drake was visited by Madonna during his performance, a surprise performance for everybody. So that was kind of neat. And as far as Kanye goes, Kanye was in Armenia over the weekend. He was there for a concert. And during the concert, he decided to jump into a lake that was alongside of where he was performing. And the fans thought that was an invitation for them to jump in and join him. So it got really messy, and the police shut the concert down. They said, you know, this is out of control. We're scared. We can't handle all this stuff. So they said, end of the show. Everybody leaves. Bye-bye. That's it. See you later. Have a nice day. So that's how that worked out. Oh, well, what are you going to do about it, huh? And also, there's a song that has leaked on the Internet. Kanye's pretty upset about it. He thinks that that somebody leaked a song that was supposed to be, and this is the report, that the song was supposed to be on Rihanna's upcoming album. So he's very upset about that. So we'll see how that all turns out as well, whether they release the song on the album or they decide not to. Tomorrow, Casey and the Sunshine Band join us on Border Crossings. I'll be out of the studio for the day, but we'll have Casey and the Sunshine Band as our guest on Border Crossings tomorrow. Thank you, Greg Burns, our producer-engineer. Thank you to Vince and to Felicia for their hard work as producer-director today. I'm Larry London, and requests and dedications continue on Wednesday's show. So you have a fine Monday night, and I'll see you real soon. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.